Welcome back to the Charlie Tuna Show, presented by Ameren Missouri on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
All right. You mentioned Gene Stallings. Just talked to his home. Wife said that he may be coming back from the hospital. I hope I understood it right.
In break, I just mentioned we were talking about Ric Flair. He's in bad shape. Mm-hmm. And I said, and Gene Stallings had a stroke today. Charlie gets up, grabs his phone, goes out in the hall, talks to somebody, goes and comes back out. I go, what? He goes, I just talked to his wife. I go, you better never lose that phone. Because that celebrity Rolodex and that damn phone has got...
It's pretty amazing.
You should see the phone.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. That is incredible that he just called his wife. That's
Let me
funny.
Show you something.
No. What are you going to... Who are you? Janet Jackson on there?
See all those numbers?
Oh, I see him. I see him. Oh, the 205, yeah.
Because he was supposed to be on the show in 2 weeks.
Oh. Well, he may still be. You never know.
Oh, he's going to be okay.
Let's hope.
You've heard that we say our prayers to Coach Gene Stallings.
Yes, sir.
Moses, no, he's a good friend of the show.
Yes, indeed. We've interviewed him a couple of times. I've had the pleasure to talk to Coach Stallings, and he is a very delightful man.
Okay, we'll at the top of the hour, we'll get a chance to talk about this. Our president, Donald Trump, who's lower than a tractor. What a pitiful situation he's in. All right, let's go to my guest tonight, as always, Mondays with Joe. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good, Charlie. How are you? I got a question for you.
Uh-oh. Here we go. What?
A young lady that does that intro for you.
Yes.
Does she look as good as she sounds?
I've never seen her. We did all the intros. She does all the intros for all the shows, and I think she's in Texas or somewhere. I've never seen her.
Oh, okay.
Joe wants to come over on the east side and go to one of these bars with me.
Yeah, the huddle. What is that joint you hang out at?
It's right.
Huddle Bar.
Rat Bar.
It's right down the street from Collinsville High School. You got terrific food.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
We'll go there.
I got a car. I'll meet you there.
All right, man. So, we'll get together.
So do the Cardinals have a chance, Joe Fruster?
The Cardinals are on a roll.
Trilla, trilla.
What is that, 8 in a row now? What is it?
It was 8 in a row.
They lost until
yesterday.
Oh, they lost yesterday. Okay, yeah.
They win them all.
They must have got it talking to a few weeks ago by some of the higher-ranking Cardinal officials.
Well, at least they're not like the Blues. They do have a chance to go to the playoffs and do something.
Yeah, they're playing like it now, which is, you know, it's great.
They're not like the Blues.
Good for them. I hope they can carry it through and, you know, bring it into the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'll be watching in September.
Joe, speaking of the Blues, who is this older woman that has brought this suit to halt the renovations at Scott Trade?
Oh,
what is going on? This really makes St. Louis as a city look terrible, doesn't it?
She's an idiot, okay?
What's the point of this suit?
Who is she?
She's an alderman.
Alderwoman, yeah.
She was against it from the beginning, Joe.
Who? I mean, what's her name? Do we know her name? We'll call her out.
I can't think of her name.
Well, I'll find it.
First of all, if it wasn't for Tom Stillman and his ownership group, there might not be a hockey team playing in that building.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Second of all, if when the city built that place and they would have done it first class instead of second class,
yep,
they wouldn't have to make the repairs and the upgrades they got to do now. So they have no one to blame but themselves. Plus, they're the landlord.
Darlene
last
Green.
Last I heard, the landlord.
That's Comptroller Darlene Green. No.
Darlene Green?
Right.
Was an
and you know, Joe, this is what gets me. Now, we're trying to move this region forward here to attract some of the best concerts, the best conventions. It has been told to these people, this place needs to be upgraded if you're going to get the big shows,
big productions. That's exactly right. If you want to compete with other cities, you got to invest in your venues within the city. Okay, it's how it works. I mean, we talk about this all the time. You know, when Mayor Slate took over, we were ranked, I believe, 18th. We were the 18th ranked city in population in the country. When he left office, we were ranked 61st. Okay, that says a lot.
Is that because of his administration?
City of St. Louis. Huh?
Is that because of his administration, the way he ran things, Joe?
Well, sure. It all starts at the top, doesn't it?
I thought it was just me, but I tell you what, since I've been an adult man working in this city, this guy had to be the worst mayor I've ever seen in St. Louis history, in my opinion.
Sure, yeah. I mean, he didn't do anything. All he did was make sure he got reelected every term. That's all.
I think the alderwoman's name was Kara Spencer.
Kara Spencer.
Yeah. She may have been the one behind, I'm not sure, also behind the soccer situation.
Another
as well.
One? Oh, yeah. She shot that down too?
There was another woman. I don't know if it's the same one. I'm not sure.
This is who she is right here. Somebody needs to call her. All you folks out there that are against what she's against. No. And that one call.
That's not the one you got to worry about, Joe.
Who's that?
You
got
to worry about Darlene Green because she won't sign off on it. That's what you got to worry about.
Call her too.
They get earnings tax, sales tax. They get the parking down there. You know, it's not just hockey, like you said, right. Moses. There's other events and NCAA events and sporting things, conventions, all these things that you use these buildings for to drive traffic into downtown. People fill the hotels.
That's right.
People go into the restaurants and eat. They spend money on, you know, food and booze and whatnot. and I don't know where her head is when she's, you know, trying to do things like that. It's just unbelievable. Just boggles the mind, where she comes up with all this.
What a dog is controlling.
And again, like
Green.
I said, if it weren't for Tom Stillman and his ownership group, they might not even have a tenant. The Blues may have been bought by someone else and moved out of town. For all we know, that could have been a real possibility.
So there would be two elephants that we would have sitting dormant: the Dome and Scott
Trade.
That's
exactly right.
Now, Darlene Green claims that she has no intention of signing it and that it would bring impact on the city's credit. She says she has no intention of signing off on it.
No intention of signing off on the upgrades?
Upgrades. Nope.
Well, you know what, Darlene Green, you folks out there that keep electing these folks, I don't know what you're thinking.
Well, hold on now. Vervis Green is the one that told him about the Rams and the deal at the stadium. And he came to be Vervis Jones.
Vervis Jones.
And he came to be, did he come to be right? Yes, he was.
Well.
So you better listen to her.
But do you really think that not upgrading the Scott Trade Center is in the behest, the best interest of this city?
I don't know.
In this area?
I don't know. I haven't read enough about it.
Absolutely not,
well,
Charlie.
You're looking at it from a hockey fan.
I'm not. I'm looking at, you know what, your
you're
concert.
You're looking at it from a hockey
wait
fan.
Wait a minute. Your concert that you wanted to go to, Bruno Mars, the reason he's not here.
You don't know that.
Is because, well, I know why you he's not here. That. It's because they're redoing the inside right now.
You don't know that.
He was going to come here. They tried to get him here.
Who told you that?
What, that they tried to get him here?
Mm-hmm.
I know people down there.
Okay.
Well, you know what? When I get up here, I'll tell you the guy I know down there. Phil Siddle. How about that?
The custodian. Go ahead, Joe.
The Phil.
I reiterate, I look his name up. Made the points for why they should do it. The city owns the building. You've got a responsibility and accountability to keep the place up to standards.
Right.
They should have built it right the first time around. They wouldn't have all these problems.
You got a house that's 30 years old. Don't you think you're going to need to change the carpeting or upgrade the infrastructure of that home? My God.
Right. That's right. When you rent a home from somebody, the landlord is responsible for keeping it, you know, up to date.
People think
they got to pay for
the Blues are the best tenants, and they play a lot of tax money that they make on that building. The Blues are the best tenant.
Well, yeah, because they're 40-some-odd games a year or more. But the thing is this, these
well, that doesn't mean they're the best
these
tenants.
Politicians.
Because the Rams were not the other place's best tenant. That doesn't mean that you play there a lot.
But the politicians and the people that don't know that are influenced by these politicians think just because a guy owns a team, he's a multi-billionaire, and that he should pay for everything himself. This is a multi-million dollar outfit,
right.
These
well,
NHL teams.
Exactly
well, they
right.
should pay for
that's
it themselves.
Exactly.
Who owns that building? The city?
The city.
The city owns it.
Well, the owner's not going to pay. Well, you got to remember something. Around the country now, that's starting to happen, Joe, where these people are looking, these politicians are looking at the owners of these teams. You start putting in some of your money. Mm-hmm. It's happening all over the country. That's just a nuance. That's what's happening. I hate to say
they need to redo
the building.
Right. Well, the building was obsolete the day they opened it, pretty much.
That's right.
I mean, let's be honest.
Edward Jones
just
Dome
like
the same
dome
way.
Was.
The dome thing. Was out of...
Having
and
a floppy
still
disk.
Not paid off.
Floppy disk running the air conditioning system.
So.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, we beat this to
death.
Yeah,
let's
what see. Else?
What else? On with it.
Let's move on.
Well, the politicians are screwing it all up.
The politicians, That's why St. Louis is sinking lower.
Call Darlene Green.
Hey, you and I were talking about something yesterday we wanted to talk about. In this case, we were talking about something political in the city, and I forgot what it was, Joe, and I'll think about it in a minute.
Hmm.
We were talking about it yesterday evening, and we'll think about it, where this city is headed.
Hmm.
And we often talk about that as a sports team. I wish it'll never happen again. We'll never get another pro football team.
You know.
We can say baseball and hockey. Well, hockey never takes the place of football because it's not big enough.
Mm-mm.
They don't have a contract.
No.
But I just wish we had another football team, Joe. I really do. Now I miss it so bad, Joe.
Well, you know what? You never say never, but you know, I wouldn't hold my breath.
No.
You know, I think there was just some bad blood between the people of St. Louis and Stan Kroenke and the NFL and vice versa. And, you know, unless somebody with big, deep pockets comes forward and says, I want to buy a team or buy an expansion team and build my own building, that's probably, you know, because of what we just talked about, that's probably the only way it's going to happen.
Well, we can forget it'll never happen. And you know what?
Wait.
You know, Joe, it's like...
Why would it never happen?
It's not going to ever happen. Man, we've lost football twice, Tom.
But we've lost football twice not because this is a bad sports town or not because it's not supported. We've lost it because two owners wanted to carpetbag and leave this town to go elsewhere and seek their riches. That's the reason we lost it.
The politicians are the reason why we lost it.
The politicians dicked around.
All they had to do, they could have taken the easy way out and just paid for the upgrade.
That's right.
To the dome.
It's
and
the
they would have negated.
It's not the owner.
You know,
leaving.
You know what? I know.
We wouldn't have been able to leave.
Let him ask.
But no, they waited around. They took.
It's the owners.
No.
We all know that those propositions.
Let him answer, Tom. Go ahead, Joe.
They didn't take them serious.
Thank you very much.
And they procrastinated and waited around and footsied around with this whole thing. And guess what? You know, it push came to shove and he left. You know.
So what would you have done, Tom? You would have done the same thing.
But the upgrades to that dome. You guys said it when you said it earlier, that place was a dump when they built it. 1995, when it opened, it was a 1985 building,
Tom,
when they opened it.
It was in the contract that had to redo it in 15.
$200 million to upgrade it. Why would you do that?
Go ahead, Joe.
It would have been less expensive to upgrade the dome than it would to pay for a brand new
stadium.
Thank you.
So they offered a brand new stadium, and they still didn't want it. He had his mind made up. That's all that was.
That's typical St. Louis malarkey.
But
Tom,
the city,
contractually, they
reneged on the contract.
You're absolutely right.
They could have forced them to stay here by doing the upgrade.
What did they say when they came time to do the upgrade? What did the city of St. Louis say? We can't afford it. We don't have the money. So as a businessman, you and everybody in this room would have done the same damn thing. I'm out of here. I'm gone.
Even though somebody else comes up and says, hey, we've got a place.
Too late.
Who
done.
Put that,
Over.
Who put that clause in the contract?
Well, the genius is Gene McNary did.
And who city told him leaders. Not to put that clause in the contract?
Vervis Jones. Should have listened to that guy.
Right.
I think it's just a shame that we've lost two teams to a good football town.
In this little town, a TV market was 22nd. I don't know what it is now. You think we're going to get another damn team? Hell no.
Unless
we've lost the NBA team, two NFL teams. You think they're going to come back to this team?
If they do what Cleveland did and say, listen, especially in this lawsuit, and you don't think it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And he might just pay it off and say, okay, and throw money at it. Mr. Kroenke might. But what they need to do is hold the NFL's ass to the fire and say, when and if you get ready to expand, St. Louis is the number one on your list. Case closed. And then see if that happens.
Okay, let's look at this expansion thing. Now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say Tampa Bay, Seattle, 76.
Uh-huh.
It was almost 30 years later before expansion came in 93.
Well, I can tell you right now.
And then how many teams after that?
Going to happen.
Then how many teams after that?
One.
Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
Well, expansion, you know, you talk about expansion. I don't think that's going to happen. I think every major city that would warrant a football team has one now.
except one.
Well, the NFL can't. The NFL does not want to expand because
unless it's over in Europe, right. In London.
They do not want
that
to expand.
That'll never happen.
That is going to happen. That's the wave.
That'll never happen.
Yes, it is. That's the wave of the future in
the
NFL. The
NFLPA would be stupid.
The NFL wants to go overseas.
That's where Shad Khan's going
to
end up.
That's right. The NFL wants to go overseas. That's what they're building on now, and that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. That's what we lost out. Right. We should have had him as our owner.
But you know, Joe, the thing about this, out of all what's happened with St. Louis in football, is in both cases, the fans got the short end of the stick because both those teams, the Cardinals and the Rams, were supported by the people of St. Louis.
Well, the fans always
get sure they were. So. Sure they were. Like, they support all their teams.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they were the real losers. They were the ones who bought the PSLs and, you know, all that kind of thing and the you know, the season tickets on top of that and blah, blah, blah. And, you know.
Just, all the people that worked down at the dome.
Taken away from them, just yeah. Like that. Boom, all, gone.
All the people that had jobs at the dome.
And all the businesses
right.
Around
ushers,
there.
Ushers, concessions.
But it's big business. That's
yeah, sure it is.
But Moses make a good point. This city, I could see if we were a major city, you lost what? Two NFL teams, one NBA, and we can't equate ourselves to Cleveland or Baltimore. Not at all.
The other thing we lose, it's a big player in the professional sports game.
Thank you.
Are corporations
because mm-hmm.
They're the people who buy the naming rights and the boxes,
the luxury
and the suites.
That's where they make their money at. Not the
that's right. That's where the money. That's where the real money comes from when it in terms of a professional sports franchise. So, you know, that's a problem too. I don't think we have enough corporate citizenship in town. To support another professional sports team in St. Louis.
John Shaw told me years ago, he said the NFL one day will be in Europe. He said maybe one or two teams, but they're going to be in Europe. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen.
You know,
I would put nothing past it.
If I could, if I was in control, mm-hmm. There wouldn't be one damn NFL game televised in St. Louis on Sunday. If I had my way. Because that's how bad I feel as being a fan mm-hmm. For them taking away a team from us twice. For you know, I mean, how
but
can
it's
you?
Our fault, Moses.
No, don't say I. Say the people in charge. I'm just a fan, mm. You know. But I mean, it's like Joe. You know, I grew up in the '70s, man. Looking at Pat Summerall, Tom Brookshire every week, listening to the music, watching the reruns. I mean, I was ate up right. With the NFL, ate up with it. They they're the ones who did that to me. The NFL, like the ones that. Who did that to like me, that. Made me that kind of fan. And now to just to take it away from me, not once but twice. Yes. If I sound bitter, you darn right. I am very bitter as an NFL fan.
Why are people bitter?
Because these two
well,
guys.
I don't get it. Joe.
You don't get it.
Why are they bitter? They Joe, left. It's our fault.
Sure, it's business. I understand it's business, but they.
Hold on just a minute, Joe. Hold on just a minute. Top of the hour. Hold on just a minute, Joe. We got to do our top of the hour break. This portion of the show, 5-9. Go ahead.
This is Doug Vaughn, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNT, HD2, Collinsville, and Inside STL St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Hey, Joe, remember those days we used to sit and have dinner and used to say, it's about business, big business, isn't it, Joe?
And it's business.
It's business,
man. All Stan Kroenke did was operate within the framework of the agreement that you know, the city leaders did with Georgia Frontier at the time when they pretty much, you know, hey, I knew Mark Gannis because I worked for Coca-Cola at the time mm-hmm. And pretty much did the deal for Coca-Cola when the Rams came here for the naming rights and the pouring rights at the Dome. Mm-hmm. And he told me, Mark Gannis told me, he goes, Joe, I don't even have to ask for anything. They're just giving us stuff.
I'm going to tell you what happened to Mark Gannis.
It was unbelievable.
Joe, when the Rams first came here and they had the first press conference, one of them was at the Ritz, John Shaw introduced me to Mark Gannis. Mark Gannis, mm-hmm. People didn't realize, and Frank Cusimano found this out and started calling him when we were going through this. Mark Gannis worked in the mailroom at the NFL. Well, guess who his best friend was? Roger Goodell. Mark Gannis, you're right, Joe, mm-hmm. Knew everything that was happening here. And Mark mm-hmm. Gannis told me verbatim, this town cannot afford to keep it and the politicians are not up to date. And he told me that, and that's just what happened. You're mm-hmm. Right. Mark Gannis was the guy.
Mark Gannis was hired by the Rams to negotiate all the
and Al Davis hired him also.
All the deals on behalf of the Rams with the city of St. Louis and the corporate corporate St. Louis for, you know, naming rights and, I mean, everything. He was the guy, and he said, this is the easiest deal ever. He goes, I didn't even have to ask for anything. You're just giving me stuff.
Who do you think set up the Raiders? He did it for Al Davis with the Raiders. Same thing.
And because of that, that was their demise at the end of the day.
That they gave away too much?
Yeah, it was just a bad deal.
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. At the end, when the stadium got ready to open up.
They were so desperate for a football team. Oh, they were desperate, man.
John Shaw made him change the color of the seats at the end when the stadium was getting ready to open up. He said, well, we got a sucker here. Wait a minute. Change the color of the seats. People don't realize that.
What do you mean the color of the seats?
The color of the seats downstairs were the wrong color.
Yeah, they were red.
They made them the wrong color.
Some were red. Yeah, some, they made the ones in the middle blue.
Yeah, they changed them.
They were red for the Patriots.
And they didn't want to do it. They didn't want to do it, so John Shaw made them change it.
That's where we lost out. Hmm. Is what James Bush Orthwine couldn't. But we right,
Joe. Don't get mad at the business people.
No, we lost out in '93. That's when we really lost.
Yeah, well, that whole fiasco with the expansion was a big joke too.
Go ahead, Joe. Big business. I hate to say.
Yeah, the city leaders just negotiated a bad deal on behalf of.
And he knew
the fan, the city, the citizens of St. Louis, and that's the story of the whole deal. Is simply that Stan Kroenke just operated within the framework of the deal. Bottom line.
But again, he knew what he had. He knew what was in that contract, and he said in 2002,
he took advantage of it.
Exactly.
That's what a businessman does, Tom. That's what a businessman does. Takes advantage.
You're not. Not you. I know you're not hurt. You're not hurt, Joe, as a young man, and a football team's not here.
Who's hurt?
Not at all.
How's a fan going to be hurt?
You're hurt as a fan, as a sports fan in this town.
I'm not hurt. The Rams put money in my pocket.
From a civic standpoint.
Rams put money in the fans' pocket? What? That's how you get hurt.
I'm happy they finally have a receiver.
Joe, it's not about them paying me back.
Joe, does the Rams put money in your pocket?
Nope.
You hurt?
It makes me wonder.
They put money in your pocket, Tuna.
It makes me wonder if this last 10 years, if they didn't, in a way, make themselves play so poorly and be so poor on the field. The product they put on the field was just absolute fecal material.
They could have been undefeated in the playoffs. They still would have left.
Exactly. Yeah, because they knew what was going on.
Yeah, the business, the deal was bad. Yeah. That's why they knew what was going on. So,
And again, the city gets, not the city, the fans get screwed.
Well, first of all, here we go. Well, the fans should be mad at the politicians, not the owners.
They're mad at both of them.
Exactly.
They said, why would you get mad at Stan Kroenke?
Oh, come on,
what
Charlie.
What did he do that was wrong? You know, Joe, would you please, let's go back again,
No,
Joe.
Wait a minute. Do you,
Joe, wait a minute. Should
do you think he handled himself in the right way?
The fans are mad because they're fans. They're fanatics. Okay, fans are that's the root of fanatic. Okay, fans are emotional. They're emotionally vested in their local sports teams. I am not so much. Okay, so I'm able to look at things subjectively.
Right.
Okay,
that's what you got to do.
And Stan Kroenke, like I said, worked within the framework of the deal. And you know what? Here was L.A., the number two television market in the country where the Rams used to play. Why wouldn't he move back out there? I mean, it's just a business deal. It's a perfect.
Well,
I think
let me ask you something. What did Stan Kroenke do wrong to you, Joe? Did he do anything wrong?
Oh,
he didn't do anything to me.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Here's the thing, though. I think
you're looking at small potatoes, Tom.
No, I'm not. I look at it the same way that your friend Frank Cusimano looks at it.
Well, they look at small potatoes standpoint, too.
Now you're demeaning Frank. When you look at this from a point that this man did not come up, he didn't have the balls enough to step up in front of people and even take the microphone.
Hey, Joe, thanks very much.
You know he didn't.
Hey, Joe, thanks very much.
Look at him go. Now it's over. Now when I get a good one off, Joe. Thanks for joining us, Joe. How's the pasta house, Joe?
Joe, they don't get it, man.
Yeah, you don't get it.
You don't get it, man.
You don't get it because you're on his side.
No, you don't get it, man.
Oh, Charlie, I get it. I get big business.
Hey, Joe, thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, Joe, it's nice talking to you.
Hey, Joe, how are you, man?
Anytime.
We'll go over and have a drink.
Oh, my God.
I need one now.
It's like dealing with children,
Moses,
man.
You got to come with us, too.
Yeah, we'll most definitely. Off. Most definitely. I'll be with you guys.
We'll leave Charlie with Cronky. He can go out with Stan.
Oh, like Joe said, Stan did nothing wrong.
Yeah, he
like,
did.
You sound like a child.
No, I don't.
Joe, we'll talk. I'll visit with you later this week.
You call
me. Right, thanks, Joe. Okay, boys. Have a great one. Don't
all right, Joe.
Really
you call Frank a child?
Nice.
Yeah, on this deal, I do.
No,
yes,
man.
I do.
Frank, you got to back me up, brother.
Ain't no back up. If Frank
he will. Frank will be on my side. Frank ain't going to show any highlights unless they lose. And that might be 16 weeks of highlights this year. Because
well,
they're terrible. Terrible.
Had a good game Saturday. Pre-season.
And they went and got a big-time wide receiver.
Oh, yeah, that was a nice pickup.
I think another thing that hurts is
but I still don't think that quarterback going to be diddly.
No. Is
he had a good game Saturday.
Yeah, I don't think. I just
he's dumb, though. Jury's out. I think the thing that this is that
on
the
way out.
On the way out.
How do you know he's
dumb? Because he doesn't know where the sun rises.
How do you know he's dumb?
I think on the way out.
The typical dumb fan says that.
No, I'm not dumb.
How do you know he's dumb?
Listen, I know where the sun rises in the east.
How much is he worth?
No. He's pretty smart to me. Yeah, here's the thing. I think the thing that hurts most is that they crapped all over St. Louis on the way out, saying what a piss poor town this is, and how they just
what
made
it
us,
is.
Made us
it
look,
is, Tom.
Oh, it's not that bad, Charlie.
It is, Tom. You don't even
it's
live here.
It's not even worth.
You
no,
don't even live here.
You don't either.
You
don't live there either.
I live in more than you. You live in East St. Louis.
I can get downtown closer
go ahead.
Quicker than you.
Go ahead, baby. I don't want to go downtown. You go down there and get your head shot off.
I wonder why.
Go ahead, baby. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Tom, you got your pacifier with you.
I did. Tom, you got your pacifier.
Me and Frank Cusimano.
Hey, baby, oh. He called like a
same,
baby.
On the same team.
Well, you know something? And everybody knows that Frank is one of our favorite people.
You're damn right he is.
And Frank is one of our favorite people. But he's wrong, too.
No, he's not. Why is he wrong? Because he wears his heart on his sleeve and he likes his town?
Well, you know, it's not the... To be totally honest, it's nothing wrong with that. But Tom, I'm going to tell you something. Uh-huh. See, this is what happens when you don't listen to Charlie Tuna over the last 10 years. We were talking on Tuna's show when he had on other stations and other shows. We had been talking about the Rams leaving since 2002.
Since 2002.
We talk and let me tell you something. I went through my Facebook memories. It was so funny. It was a 2012. I remember this, and somebody had made a statement about the Rams, and I said it doesn't make any difference. They'll be gone in 3 years. Mm. And I'm gonna tell you the reason fans are mad. Some fans are. I'll say the problem is they followed the media too much.
No.
You know, when I'm saying that, if you listen to all these people, when all this stuff was going on, how many people kept saying, all the Rams, they got to do this. They got to jump these hurdles. They aren't going anywhere. They got to go by the bylaws. You know, they were saying all this stuff. They were saying everything but the truth. And I'm going to tell you something. These media people knew it, too. It was wishful thinking on their part. You know, I saw Martin Kilcoyne get on TV and kind of got personal with some of the people asking questions, like he was speaking on behalf of the fans.
Right.
And the problem is, you see, enough fans, they depend on media sometimes too much. See, everybody's not like us. A lot of people call Tuna Show because we're the most informed callers around, maybe except for John, but that's another story. but I listen to this, you know, and I used to say all the time, I said, listen to these people. What happened? The media became cheerleaders. And it's nothing. And I said, the difference between a fan and a cheerleader, a fan just supports the team and they like what they do. I was a Rams fan. But I wasn't a cheerleader because you get blinded after that. You get blinded after that. And just some of the stuff I was hearing, all these folks was in denial, talking about what's going to happen. The NFL is not going to approve this. And when the vote came up, what was it?
Well, the first
two vote, 28-2 or something.
The first vote was 7-1 when they had the eight owners on the relocation committee. It was 7-1, and then all of a sudden Jerry Jones marches his happy ass in there, and it comes back. Oh, by the way, we're going to have another vote now. It was 32-0.
Let me tell you something. That's
exactly what happened.
That's what happened.
But it was still. It was a done deal before that 7-1 vote, whatever it was.
Here's what the big problem is, what I think the big problem is that there's so many people in that are the PSL holders that buy the tickets, that come from where Charlie's at, that come from where Moses is at, that come from out in the county, that come from Illinois, that come from anything. And the people that make these decisions are the people that were in the city of St. Louis that sold this town out. And the people that voted for these morons that are in office or that were in office are the ones to blame for this.
Well, you know what?
The money comes the money comes from the county. Don't tell me people in the city are buying PSLs and going to the games. The people from Chesterfield and Maryland Heights and over in North County and over in the other side of the river are buying tickets.
You're absolutely
not people,
right. You're
not people in the city.
Really? I worked the Rams office.
Where?
I worked in the Rams office, and that was part of my job.
How many St. Louis City people buy
tickets?
I have
to look again and see. Okay. But it was more than the ones in the county.
I would care to venture.
Yeah,
really?
I worked in the office.
There was more people.
I sold licensing at the time. Yeah. When they first got to town? Oh, yeah.
When they first got to town.
Yeah, go ahead. You can't just make blanket statements like that.
I'm just saying. You don't think. Okay.
Go ahead, baby.
This may be compared apples and oranges. But when it comes to big companies making decisions, the little people never have a decision.
Nope.
When Chrysler left St. Louis, when Ford left St. Louis, mm-hmm. when Southwestern Bell left St. Louis, this was done by a group of people in a room, because you probably couldn't fit in my living room. So, you know, the fan, in a sports case, the fans never have a say-so. Yeah, it's like anywhere else. In big business, when they decide to make a decision, they don't give a damn about the little people.
Yep,
never have, never will.
You think Chrysler cared about all the folks when they closed that plant up and moved it up to Toronto? And so it's the same business.
You can go back to the company around the corner from where you used to live at on Grand.
Carter Carburetor?
Yeah, Carter Carburetor.
The Chevy plant on
Union and
big
business. They don't care.
Yep.
When you gotta go. What about Bell Telephone? They don't care. What did they go to?
Forgot about that.
What about Busman Fuse?
Oh yeah, they're still there though.
Nobody's complaining about their.
They're around the county.
Good point.
Yes. Joe, you don't remember the Chevrolet plant. I know.
The Corvette used to be made here.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You know about Union and Natural Bridge?
Mm. You never hear them talk about mad at their owners.
Oh, they were mad.
Yeah.
You mad at Busman's owner?
It's pretty funny.
Gene Jansen Chevrolet, you mad at the owner?
Yeah, Gene Jansen used to be right across the street from the Chevrolet plant.
That's right.
Because my father-in-law, he worked for Mendenhall. He worked for Mendenhall Ford.
I bought my first Corvette from Gene Jansen Chevrolet.
Right on that. It was a Dodge place on Ford, too.
Mm-hmm.
On Satchel Ridge, right up the street. They sold Dodges and Chrysler. So, it's just business. And I understand how fans get, they get attached to teams, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I didn't want the Rams to leave, but I'm going to tell you something. But looking from a business standpoint, I could not be hurt. I can't be hurt because that's business, and if anybody who's listening or called in these shows and stuff had an opportunity to do what Stan Kroenke did, they would do it in a heartbeat. If they said they wouldn't, they lied.
Okay, baby, we got to run. Thank you, sir. Always
okay,
a pleasure.
Okay, take care.
We got to take a timeout.
Everybody calm down.
I'm hurt.
Why are you hurt?
I should be hurt more than anybody in this room about the Rams leaving.
You should be.
So my paycheck may be cut soon.
You always talk all about the Benjamins.
Man, that's right.
You may be making a move next.
No, he ain't going to L.A.
I ain't going to L.A., buddy. No. I should move out of town. Today I thought about moving out of town.
You know where you should go?
You can still do the show.
Why don't you go down?
Well,
to Florida.
I've kind of said, Tom, I'm going to be more towards college football because I know Mizzou not going to leave Columbia.
I saw
the Gators not going to leave Gainesville. SC not going to leave L.A.
I saw today. We were talking about the schedule last week. Vegas laid out the odds over under on wins for Mizzou, 6.5. So you guys
might
be
pretty close to it.
Pretty close.
Yeah, they're going to be 5-7, 6-6.
Folks,
but I'm going to talk about that in a second.
I've got about three texts, and people say I talk bad to you, Tom. Matter of fact, I got one from a lady. Mm. Two ladies.
Martha?
Matter of fact.
You got to apologize?
No, Martha.
Who, your
one
sister?
One lady told me. No, my sister don't give a damn.
Yes, she does. She likes me.
She don't.
Frank texted. Frank, I know Frank's got love for me.
Okay. All right. Somebody just told me I need to apologize to you.
You don't need to apologize to me. This is
don't
good radio.
Don't worry, I won't. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Victory Men's Help. 618-632-9000. Right there, Greenmount Road. Only about 10 or 15 minutes. How much time do you say, Tom? About 15 minutes from downtown?
Yeah, just right across the Poplar Street Bridge down I-64.
Low T, folks. There was a guy there last week said, I heard Frank Cusimano talking about you. Said you were 75 years old. And that you got more dip in your hip, more cut in your stride. Yes, I'm serious, folks. Don't go around miserable because you can't make love to your lady or you don't get that excitement that you used to have. Go to Victory Men's Help. This is a great song by David Ruffin. We'll take a quick time out when we come back. You can call in 1-855-282-8255. I'm in a great mood today. Wonderful mood. Yes, indeed. We'll be right back.